Okay, so GitHub just shipped this thing called Qbot, Internal Analytics Agent. Lets any employee ask the data warehouse questions in plain English and get answers back in Slack.
Right. I saw that. They're calling it zero maintenance, which is...
You don't believe them.
I mean, the architecture is solid, but zero maintenance is doing a lot of work in that sentence. Let me unpack it.
Okay, walk me through it. Three-part system, right?
User interface, context layer, and query engine. The interface is Slack, VS Code, Copilot CLI, no config, just pick your tool. Slack is the default because that's what GitHub uses internally.
That's smart. Low barrier.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The real magic is the context layer. Data warehouse is organized into bronze, raw events, silver, conformed facts and dimensions, and gold, curated datasets. The context layer is federated and tailored to each data type. For bronze, product teams provide telemetry context, schema, and metadata. Silver includes query examples and usage guidance. Gold has business rules and metric definitions.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this context agent that continuously ingests markdown docs from repos, normalizes it into a format Qbot can use. So instead of the agent having to know SQL, data models, filter rules, all that stuff is baked in as context. The useful pattern is the separation between context, what data and metadata you expose, execution, MCP tools that run bounded queries, and evaluation, repeatable tests that catch regressions.
Right. So the agent isn't doing the heavy thinking. The context is doing it.
Exactly. And they measured this. Structured and well-curated context not only makes Qbot more accurate, but also three times faster at returning the right answer. That's a massive leverage point.
That is a big deal.
The query engine connects to Kusto and Trino via MCP. Kusto for exploratory queries over recent data, Trino for complex joins and historical analysis, and the agent automatically routes between them. So the user doesn't have to know which one to use.
Smart. But you're still not convinced about the zero maintenance thing.
Okay, so here's where it falls apart. All of this only works if the context layer stays current. An offline evaluation framework validates context and configuration changes before shipping. Without that evaluation loop, small prompt or tool changes can silently degrade answer quality or increase cost. That means you have to keep running tests and validating changes.
Right.
But the bigger problem is the federated part. If the warehouse schema drifts and product teams don't update their markdown docs, the agent hallucinates. It invents joins that don't exist, applies filters that don't match the current schema. And then what? The user gets a plausible-sounding wrong answer.
That's the real cost.
The curation layer has to live forever. You can't ship this and walk away. Someone has to keep those docs in sync with the warehouse. That's not zero maintenance. That's just shifting the maintenance cost somewhere you don't see it on the balance sheet.
But from a workflow angle, this actually changes something real. If you're a product manager and you want to know which cohort has the highest retention on this feature, you used to file a Jira ticket, wait 3 weeks for an analyst, get an answer. Now you ask Qbot in Slack and get it in seconds.
That's true. And Qbot has seen significant adoption with hundreds of users running thousands of queries, dramatically reducing the volume of basic questions directed to data and analytics Slack channels.
Exactly. That's a product win. The question is, for what kind of question?
Exploratory. One-off curiosity. Did this metric move last week? That's perfect. But if you're making a decision that affects headcount or budget, you still need a human analyst to validate the query. Check the schema, understand the caveats.
Right. So it's not a reporter replacement, it's not a dashboard replacement. It's a friction reducer for the questions that don't require high confidence.
Yeah. And the install story matters. In VS Code or Copilot CLI, it can be installed with one command as a plugin and becomes available in any agent session alongside other custom agents and tools. If that's truly one-liner with no config, adoption is going to be faster than if you have to set up credentials and federate your context by hand.
So the bet is, first answer lands directionally correct often enough that teams start trusting it. Build that muscle memory, and then the analyst team can focus on the gnarly questions instead of fielding Slack all day.
That's the win. And GitHub's actually pulling it off. They reduced basic questions dramatically. But that only works because they have the discipline to keep the context layer honest. A mid-size org with an analyst backlog could absolutely get value out of this. A chaos shop with no documentation standards? It's going to hallucinate and destroy trust in a week.
That's the real takeaway, though. The eval framework. The post is as much about engineering process as architecture, describing an offline evaluation framework to validate context and configuration changes before shipping. That's what makes the difference between a demo that works once and a system you can actually run.
Right. It's not magic. It's boring engineering. Test cases, offline evals, regression detection. That's what separates "we built a cool thing" from "we shipped something that doesn't break." And GitHub's transparent about all of it.
Yeah. This isn't hype. It's a well-architected system with a real operational model.
The only claim I'd push back on is the zero maintenance framing. The system requires constant curation. It's just curation by the data teams and product teams, not by a dedicated analytics ops person.
Fair. That's still a win, though. You're distributing the work instead of concentrating it. And if teams own their own metadata, they're more likely to keep it current than if some central team owns it.
Okay, that's a good point. Hub and spoke model actually does shift incentives. You're not creating a bottleneck. You're creating a gravity well that pulls teams toward participation.
Which is why this actually does work at GitHub scale. They have the org bandwidth to maintain it. Smaller teams might struggle.
Exactly. Know thy scale.